This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here's kind of an amazing statistic global economy-wise. China, says a new report from the consulting firm McKinsey, spends more on economic infrastructure every single year than North America and Western Europe spend combined. You look at the low cost of money for the U.S. government, just for one, cheap, really cheap, with interest rates so low, and one can legitimately wonder, what is going on here? Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has the answer.
Washington, D.C. calls its dilapidated subway situation Metropocalypse. New York City may have to shut down an entire line between Brooklyn and Manhattan for a year.
It's going to be really horrible, and it's going to be so jam-packed every day, it's going to be crazy.
New Yorker Greg Farrell there. But nationally, problems with subway infrastructure, really not the half of it.
There are a lot of really high-return infrastructure projects that the U.S. is not building right now.
Tyler Duvall is a partner at McKinsey. It did a recent analysis of U.S. infrastructure spending.
Large-scale bridge reconstruction projects, transportation, water, wastewater.
Duvall estimates the U.S. needs to spend about $125 billion more per year just to keep things from getting worse.
To see significant improvements in that, you'd obviously need to go even higher.
Infrastructure investment and maintenance create jobs, it's widely argued. At a minimum, they make people's lives easier. John Gibson, professor of economics at Georgia State, argues they reduce inequality.
Investing more in infrastructure can increase wages to poor segments of society.
So why is there such little political will for infrastructure spending? Partly it's because paying for infrastructure and getting credit for it can be kind of complicated between local, state, and federal money. And then there's the issue of instant gratification, or lack thereof, for political leaders. Douglas Holtz Aiken is president of the American Action Forum, a center-right think tank.
You're probably not going to see the benefits for years, maybe more years than you're going to be in office.
No one wants to think about the long term until they're late to work because of the subway shutting down. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.